This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1987.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, what do you know? Another whole week has gone by, and it's time for another fast-paced visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In addition to a lot of good music and a visit in Company Corner, we're also going to share an interesting Let's Pretend type of story called Now I Believe. Say, speaking of company, we have a studio full of company today, and would you believe that Ohio, California, Michigan, and Florida are represented, but also countries like Japan, Irian Jaya, Zimbabwe, Spain, Chad, South Africa, and our neighbors to the north, Canada. Welcome to all of our visitors that have come to watch us tape a broadcast. Well, cousins, you look like you're eager to share your bright choruses, so without further waiting, let's hear what you have to sing. I see by the script in front of me that your first two choruses are taken right from the Bible, some good scripture songs. The first one, taken from Psalm 46:10, says, "Be still and know that I am God."
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. When trials come near, never doubt, never fear. Be still and know I am God. Be still.
Little chorus was written by our Mr. Ken, and I had the joy of writing the music for this next little chorus. Of course, the words are not mine, but rather the words of Dr. Luke, as recorded for us in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. Listen. That little chorus reminds me of another one of the little songs I heard in the Caribbean. Salvation.
Oh, you can't get to heaven without salvation. Salvation. Oh, you can't get to heaven without salvation.
With another verse from the book of Acts, and then a cute song about letting our light shine for Jesus, is our 5-year-old Melissa.
Acts 13:47. For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. Be a little candle, shining through the
Jesus needs your help today, helping lost ones.
From a 5-year-old girl, we go to a 4-year-old boy. Scotty has a good song ready that says, "Get that frown off your face."
Many people you will meet when you're walking down the street. Here's your chance to help them on their way. Put a twinkle in your eye, share it with each passerby. Help them make it through the day. Get that frown off your face, put a smile in its place. Let the love of Jesus Christ show through. Open up, start to sing. You're a child of the King. Now go out and face the world. Do you grumble and complain? Do you only see the rain? Then thank the Lord that you can see. Dry your eyes, clear your sight. Look to the left, look to the right. You're really in good company. Put a smile in its place. Let the love of Jesus Christ show through. Open up, start to sing. You're a child of the King. Now go out and face the world.
Well, with the words of that good song in mind, let's take time to bow our heads together and let's pray for each other, okay?
Pray for me when you talk to the Lord above. When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
Lord Jesus, so many times we go around with a long face, sad because somebody has said something wrong to us or something bad has happened to us, and we forget to stop and think of all the blessings that you've given us. And so we do want to pause to tell you that we're sorry for the frown that's often on our face, for you have to look at it as you see us. Help us to remember that you love us, that you died to save us, and that you live within the hearts of those who have trusted you as Lord and Savior. I pray for each of our listeners today. May they know your joy in their hearts. Amen.
Will you pray?
To follow our prayer time, let's listen to Becky's worship medley of songs.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to shield and
as you know, every year we add new boys and girls to our choir as our ninth graders and others need to graduate. Well, for several years now, sometime during their first year in the choir, I take the new choir members out to lunch one at a time. It helps us to get a little better acquainted. Oh, yes, and if it's okay with their parents, I like to pick them up on my motorcycle, and most of them enjoy that, too. One question I like to ask our kids is, what do you think you'd like to be when you get older? And that's fun to think about, isn't it? What do you think you'd like to be, boys and girls? Our duetters have a bright song ready today that talks more about that interesting subject. It's called I'm a Great Big Bundle. Listen.
I'm a great big bundle of so many gifts that the Lord has given to me. I'm a great big bundle of so many gifts, but I don't know what they will be. I believe in what he says, he made me special and he's given me some capability. As I'm learning to grow, as I'm learning to know, I will share these gifts with you. I might be used in Sunday school to teach and maybe play, or I could use your gifts I have to help some other way. So I will learn to use my life, my gifts and talents too, and I will gladly serve the Lord in everything I do. I'm a great big bundle of so many gifts that the Lord has given to me. I'm a great big bundle of so many gifts, but I don't know what they will be. I believe in what he says, he made me special and he's given me some capability. As I'm learning to grow, as I'm learning to know, I will share these gifts with you. I will share these gifts with you. I will share these gifts.
Speaking of big little bundles, that's what we have in Company Corner today. So let's take time right now to visit with Sarah in Company Corner. And in Company Corner today, we have a pretty little girl. What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah what?
Bowman.
How old are you?
4.
Did you just have a birthday?
Yes.
Did you have a party?
Mm-hmm.
What did you get for your birthday?
Lots of things.
Lots of things. Oh, that's good. Listen, your song today is one I really like because it's really a Bible story and song, If You Believe, all right?
If you believe, you shall receive. There's not a trouble or cares God Lord can't relieve. Oh, he is just a sight today. All you have to do is trust and pray and believe. You must believe. When Daniel sat within the hungry lion's den, nobody fought. The lion's not.
Well, thank you, Sarah, for that good song. You know, just the other day, I received a letter from an 8-year-old girl who asked a very important question. She said, "Uncle Charlie, how can I know Jesus is real?" Well, like the song says, you just have to believe. There are some things we cannot prove for sure. Oh, yes, we know from history that Jesus lived on this earth at one time, but we have to accept by faith that he is the Son of God because the Bible says so. We believe that he is who he said he was and is. Boys and girls, have you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Oh, if not, I'd love to help you do just that. Just write to me and say something like this: "Uncle Charlie, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven. I want to be." I'll be more than happy to write to you. And of course, if you have some other problem you'd like to share or a prayer request perhaps, be sure to write. We're here to help in any way we can. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. And now, just before our story, "Now I Believe," Pam sings a go-along-with-the-story chorus in the twinkling of an eye.
We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when the Savior calls his chosen ones to meet him in the sky. When the angel's voice is sounding and the trumpet sounding, we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Harry Trover, is entitled "Now I Believe."
Come on, Bob. It's time to go to bed. You have to get up to go to Sunday school tomorrow, you know.
I wish I didn't have to go to Sunday school.
Well, what makes you say that, son?
I just don't want to go to Sunday school anymore. That's all.
But why?
Well, I got in an argument with my Sunday school teacher last week. Sometimes I just can't believe what she says.
But what did she say that you just couldn't believe?
She said, "Jesus is going to come to earth again, and he's going to take all of the Christians out of the world and all the dead Christians out of their graves. She says we'll all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, just like that, we'd be beautiful, wonderful creatures for all eternity." When I told her I didn't believe it, she said it was in the Bible and that made it so, and someday I would believe it.
What your teacher said is true, son. That's exactly what the Bible says.
Well, it doesn't make sense, and I can't believe it.
Why?
Like I said, it doesn't make sense. That's all. If somebody could show me how anything could be changed into something beautiful and wonderful in just a few seconds' time, I'd believe it. Anyway, that's why I don't want to go to Sunday school tomorrow. I just don't see any point in going when I can't believe what they teach there.
Well, some things are hard to understand, Bob, and I can't think of a good way to explain it to you now, but I can pray. Now, you go on up to bed, for you will be going to Sunday school in the morning, you know.
Yeah, I know. Good night. I wish I could go someplace where they don't have any Sunday schools or churches. Oh my! I just can't stay awake any longer.
Hey! Watch where you're going, brother! You almost stepped on me!
Huh? What? Who said that? Where did that voice come from?
Look out! You almost stepped on me again.
Where's that voice coming from, anyhow?
Down by your foot. Guess you didn't see me, 'cause I'm so little.
A caterpillar? Mm-hmm. Were you talking to me?
Yeah, I sure was.
But caterpillars can't talk.
That's what you think, bud.
Where are you going, caterpillar?
I'm gonna climb this tree and take a nap. Here I am, clear above your head, fella.
Say, you can climb, can't you?
Yep. Where are you going?
I decided to leave home.
Why?
Because my mother wants me to go to Sunday school. But I can't believe some of the things in the Bible.
What can't you believe in the Bible, for instance?
That dead people will come back to life and be changed, for instance. It's silly.
Says you? I don't think so.
What do you know about it? You're only an old caterpillar.
That's what I am now, but I'm gonna be changed one of these days. Changed into something with shimmering wings.
That's silly.
But it's true. I'm gonna spin a web and wrap myself up in it. I call it a cocoon. Then I'll take a nap. And when I wake up, well, you stick around and you'll see.
All right. I'm in no hurry. I'll wait and see. 1 week. That cocoon sure is a funny-looking thing. 2 weeks. Nothing's happening. 3 weeks. This is silly. I'm leaving. Who would believe that an old caterpillar could ever be anything but a caterpillar?
I could.
Oh, hello, Mr. Robin. You can talk, too?
Sure I can talk. Why don't you believe the caterpillar will be changed?
It's silly.
Not so silly. God could do it. I went south for the winter, and I never been there before. I trusted God to guide me through the sky to a place where it's warm all winter. Then this spring I flew back here.
Well, that's pretty wonderful, but not too hard to believe.
But before that, I was in the darkest tomb of a place you ever saw. I didn't have a brown coat of feathers and a red breast then either. I sure didn't look like a robin. I guess people call those tombs eggs. Anyway, one day I cracked open the egg I was in. And out hot, yours truly.
Boy, that's wonderful.
Sure is. So just be patient with Mr. Caterpillar. He knew what he was talking about.
So much time has passed, and still that old caterpillar is sleeping. I'm leaving for sure this time. He's never going to be anything but a caterpillar wrapped in a dry cocoon.
Says who?
Now who's talking?
Me.
My, what a beautiful flower. You're a beautiful poppy. But I've never heard a poppy talk.
God can make this caterpillar change.
I don't believe it.
I do, because God changed me. I was once just a tiny brown seed. To look at me, you'd never think I'd amount to anything. But my skin got too tight for me, and I felt all tingly inside. Then I gave a big breath and started to grow. And look at me now. God can do anything if He can change me. He can change the caterpillar, and He can change you, too.
Hey, look! The cocoon is moving. It's sort of quivering.
Now you're really going to see something.
The caterpillar's trying to get out. I'll help him.
No, don't touch him with your hands. You'll kill him. This is something only God can do. He'll be all right. He's in God's hands.
But look! That isn't the caterpillar. It's a beautiful butterfly with white and black and orange wings.
It's me, all right. But I'm changed like I told you. Now watch me fly away.
Look at him go.
Look at him fly. Listen to the sound his wings make. Wings? No, it wasn't butterfly wings. It was the alarm clock. I was dreaming. Boy, what a dream. I'm home in bed. Mom, hey Mom, I got something to tell you. Wasn't that a strange dream for a guy to have?
I prayed that God would some way help you understand, and he did.
My dream was about a lot of things I've learned in school, but it helped me understand that God will change us, just as he said in the Bible.
In the twinkling of an eye, my heart was changed one day when I asked the Savior to come in. In the twinkling of an eye, my guilt was washed away, for Jesus died to save me from my sin. Now I'm happy, oh so happy.
Are you able to say, now I believe? Well, I do, and I hope you're able to say that too. But if you still have some questions, if you'd still like to know more about trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, so that you'll be ready when the Lord Jesus comes back again, you be sure to write to me, and I'll be glad to help you all I can. Or if you have some other problem or a prayer request perhaps you'd like to share, I would love to hear from you. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now.